Hello, my name is Pearl Ringhan, and I will be interviewing Emma Clifford. Emma, can you say the date and time and give your consent, please?
I consent to being interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project. It is currently 2:01 on September 18th, 2020.
Okay, great. So starting off, what was your last day of school, and how long were you originally meant to be out of school for?
My last day of school was Friday, March 13th, and originally the plan was to come back after spring break, which was April 20th.
Yeah, so does that mean that, like, I know a lot of people had the impression that COVID wasn't going to last very long. Did you think that, or?
Yeah, actually in the time, a lot of the schools around us decided that they were just going to close for 1 week, so me and my classmates were like, oh, they're being too precautious. We're not going to need all this time. Why do we have a month off when all the other schools are only taking a week off?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then, well, once we all realized that school in person was no longer going to be a thing, how was your adjustment to online learning?
Well, I go to like a all-girls small private school. So my adjustment to online learning was pretty easy just because our class sizes were very small and we had already developed pretty close relationships with our teachers. So it was easier to get the help that we needed and easier to be in classes. Also, like, a feature about my high school was that we only had 4 classes a day that were like an hour and a half long. So it was really easy to track assignments and things like that just because I didn't have to go to like 6 or 7 or 8 classes in one day.
Yeah, and then what aspects of your school specifically made it easy or difficult besides just those 4 classes a day?
Our school was also very like hands-on and they really wanted to guide us in making a simple transition. Also, like, classmates came together a lot. Our school had something called peer groups, where seniors would mentor groups of freshmen, and I was a peer leader. So one of the responsibilities I had to take on was doing, like, weekly meetings with my peer group so they can get adjusted more simply. So there was just, like, a lot of help from around us.
Yeah, so now let's talk about your family situation, or like, how did that dynamic change since everyone was all quarantined together?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have 2 siblings, 1 twin sister, and then a brother who came home from college. He was at University of Rochester, and he came home from college, and he brought his girlfriend with him for 2 months. Because she's international, so she couldn't go home, obviously. So that kind of put a strain on our family relationship just because my sister and I didn't really get along with his girlfriend. But besides that, like, my family didn't really have a lot of family dinners before quarantine just because we all played winter sports. So it, like, completely changed how much we saw each other and, like, really transformed our family dynamic a lot. A lot of families said there was, like, increased fighting, but I think it was totally the opposite. We all got, like, a lot closer after that, which was nice.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You've told me you're from New Jersey. Is there anything New Jersey-specific that also has to do with COVID-19?
Yeah, I'm from northern New Jersey. So a lot of... We were definitely the most... hard hit area, region of New Jersey just because of our close proximity to New York City. So because there were a lot of cases by us, a lot of people left northern Jersey to either go to their beach houses down the shore or their beach houses on Long Island, which were regions that were hit a little bit easier. So I quarantined most of the time on Long Island. However, that posed a big problem because a lot of people were doing the same thing and leaving hardly hit regions to go to more safe regions. However, that with them, they brought a lot of cases. So where I was on Long Island, which was Suffolk County, actually turned out to be one of the most concentrated parts of the COVID pandemic.
I see. How do you feel about how the pandemic was handled on both your state level with your governor and then also on the federal level with the current president? presidential administration. And is there anything that you'd like to see change?
Sure. I think because I spent quarantine either in New Jersey or New York, both Cuomo and Murphy, I think, have been great leaders in the COVID pandemic. They both took precautions pretty early, and I think they're both taking steps to continue safely reopening, whereas we see in a lot of other places like Florida, they're taking reopening really quickly, which has increased cases. However, on the federal level, I'm very disappointed in our leadership, especially in like the recent interviews that have come out where President Trump has been saying he knew how dangerous it was. He just wanted to downplay it so it didn't cause panic. I think he has interests other than public health safety that are in the forefront of his mind that I think is really disregarding human lives. So I'm really disappointed on the federal level of our handling.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And clearly you're at Northeastern now, but how did COVID affect your college decision-making process?
Sure. I was actually choosing between, because of COVID, well, I knew I wanted to come to Northeastern, but because of COVID, I was really considering going to my state school, Rutgers, just because of how much cheaper it would be, especially if all my classes were going to be online. So I ultimately made the decision to come to Northeastern because when I came, I was under the impression my classes were not going to be online. They're online now, but I think I still made the right choice.
Yeah, and then one more final question. How do you think your first year of college is going to play out during the pandemic?
I think my first year of college looks a lot different than what I thought it would. However, I think we're all working through it. I think Northeastern is doing a great job. I'm actually really grateful to be tested so often. It kind of eases my nerves. So it's different than what I thought, but I'm still enjoying it.
Great, thanks for talking with
me. Yeah, thank you for having me.